Well, details of the ceasefire proposal, which Hamas says it accepts, includes a two-phase operation, three consecutive 42 days of truce, the release of 33 Israeli hostages, and for each one of them, 50 Palestinian women prisoners to be freed from Israeli jails. Palestinian civilians who have been displaced to the south would be allowed to return to their homes, and then after an 11-day period of calm, Israel would start to dismantle its military operations and bases in central Gaza and begin the process of withdrawal. The ultimate aim of all of this would be to lead to a sustained period of calm. They are the exact words from the proposal. Well, Israel has rejected it and said it would continue negotiations. We are joined now by Gershon Baskin, former peace negotiator and advisor to international governments on the Middle East peace process. Gershon Baskin, you're very welcome back to Morning Ireland. Good to have you on the programme again. The Israeli government says no to the deal as it stands, but we'll continue talks. Is that the right or the wrong response in your view?
It is most definitely the wrong response. I mean, the government of Israel should embrace any deal which is going to return Israeli hostages. This is one of the two main goals of the war by the Israeli government, but it's clear that the Netanyahu government has put the war effort before returning the hostages, or else they would have been home a long time ago. We're now 7 months into the war, and there are still 132 Israeli hostages being held in Gaza.
It wants to destroy Hamas. It wants to release the hostages. Do you think it can't do both?
No. First of all, there is no military solution to destroying Hamas. Hamas can only be destroyed through a political plan which would replace Hamas with an alternative, a better ideology for the Palestinian people, and giving them hope, giving them freedom, and giving them dignity. That is not on the Israeli table. Netanyahu and his government refused to put forward a political plan to replace Hamas. So therefore, any agreement that Israel would make with Hamas will in fact leave Hamas in place in Gaza. And this is the big failing of the Netanyahu government.
Well, I was wondering about that. That 11-day period of calm, which would follow the three consecutive 42 days of truce, leading to Israel dismantling its military operations and bases in central Gaza and begin the process of withdrawal. Are there those in his government who want the complete opposite, who want to reoccupy Gaza?
There are people in his government who not only want to reoccupy Gaza, they want to create havoc in the West Bank. So they have an excuse to remove Palestinians from the West Bank as well. We have a government made of fanatic right-wing messianic people who will do tremendous damage to the state of Israel. We're in a very precarious situation right now. There is a deal on the table. The hostage families took to the streets last night. I expect that many more Israelis will be joining them over the next days, demanding that Israel accept the agreement, get back to the negotiating table, work out the logistics of this deal, and get it done. No one sees that this war will achieve its primary military objectives of removing Hamas without a political end game. And therefore, we need to end this war because people are getting killed, property is being destroyed, families are being ruined. You heard the story of this man in Rafah now. The Israelis went in this morning and took control of the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing to the Egyptian border. We don't know how the Egyptians are going to respond to this. We don't know if Israel is going to continue its military incursion into this area where there are almost 1.5 million Palestinians, which would be catastrophic. It's really time for it to end. We see the Americans maybe for the first time withholding shipments of weapons to the Israelis, would force the Israelis to calculate the amount of weapons they need to stockpile in case events erupt in other parts of the Middle East.
You mentioned there the protests, and we've seen thousands of people protesting in support of the families of the hostages, the families themselves. Do you think the majority of the Israeli people want this deal to be accepted?
What we see in the polls is, yes, a majority of Israelis want the deal to be accepted. They have not taken to the streets yet because there wasn't really a deal on the table. We've been told all along that Hamas is the problem and Hamas wouldn't agree to any deal. Hamas was demanding that they have a clear and decisive end to the war within any deal, but they surprised everyone and accepted a deal where there is a promise, apparently, at least has been reported by Hamas from President Biden, that this would lead to the end of the war, but it is not explicit and it is not in the agreement, and yet they surprised Israel, threw the ball back into the Israeli court, and right now the pressure will gain on the streets of Israel to accept this deal.
The BBC was reporting last night that an unnamed Palestinian source told them that there was also a possibility in this proposal that Hamas would consider ending its armed struggle. Could you believe that?
Well, we heard two Hamas spokespeople over the last 2 weeks of people who said that they would lay down their weapons in support of a viable and verifiable two-state solution. This is also a new position from Hamas leadership. Now, this is coming from Hamas people outside of Gaza. We don't know if this reflects the opinion of Mr. Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza. It's quite amazing that in the last 7 months we haven't heard him even once, and yet everyone seems to be willing to speak on his behalf and let us know what he thinks. My own opinion, without knowing what he thinks, is that he has no intention of surrendering. I don't know if he accepts this agreement that was agreed to by Hamas leadership outside. My understanding of the man is that he is more than willing to be a martyr in the cause and to kill as many Israelis along the way as possible. But it seems that the Hamas leadership outside, at least, which gave its okay to both William Burns, the head of the CIA, and to the Egyptian president and the Emir of Qatar seem very serious about accepting this deal and bringing it to the end of the war.
What do you think Netanyahu will do? Will he bend towards those in his government who want the ultimate toughest response, or will he bend to the will of the families of the hostages?
Netanyahu is very slow at making decisions. He's faced with an enormous dilemma because if he accepts this agreement, it is probably the end of his government. His right-wing flank will walk out of the government. The government will fall. We will go to new elections. And according to everything that we know about the Israeli public opinion since October 7th, he has zero chance of being prime minister after new elections. So he's putting his own political career in front of the interest of the government, of the state of Israel and the people of Israel. And this is going to be his dilemma. He has ruled in the past years in favor of his own personal political interest and not in favor of the interest of the country. This is a more critical situation than before because we're literally talking about the life and death of the Israeli hostages. And I think he will be pressured by the public to make the right decision and accept the deal to go back to the negotiation table to deal with the logistics and bring these hostages home.
Thank you very much indeed. Gershon Baskin, former peace negotiator and advisor to international governments on the Middle East peace process.